For God Bless America magazine, this is Gordon Dixon. Today we have another special interview, and we'd like to make you aware of a very special ministry opportunity. With me is evangelist Byron Fox, and he is going to introduce our special guest today.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dixon. Yeah, we've got a wonderful gentleman that we're going to interview today. He's advertised in our God Bless America magazine, the October edition. And with us is Mike Lester with Veritas Bible College, Baptist College. And we're so happy that he's with us. Brother Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Brother Fox. Thank you for the invitation. Glad to spend some time with you today.
Absolutely. All right. The name Veritas. Now, what does that even mean? And how did you select that name?
Sure. Yeah. We sort of joke about it. The college that I'm associated with has just celebrated 40 years of training, pastors and missionaries and educators. Previously, we were known as Virginia Baptist College. And Virginia sort of limits the idea that people have to be in Virginia to take classes. So we were looking for a way to change the name to make sure people understood we had a global platform. Well, we already had the domain vbc.edu, so we really needed a word that started with V. And so Veritas is a Latin word that means truth. And so we adopted that word and with the slogan that truth matters. And of course, as you know, more so than ever, truth has fallen in the streets, and it matters more today than ever before.
That's right.
That is so true. And, you know, I've been to your college. I preached chapel back when we had the on-site campus there in Virginia. And I love the name Veritas because it's the truth. The scripture says, by the truth. You know, don't read the Bible just to get facts. Read the Bible to get the truth, friends. And the source of truth is God. And so I just absolutely love the name of your college. Now, do you have a campus or is it all online?
So around 2017, 2018, we took the college completely online. So as I'm traveling and people ask me, where is Veritas located? Typically, my answer is wherever I'm at that day. We don't have a class. We don't have a campus. The whole world is our classroom. So when preachers are standing up in their pulpit, that's where the Veritas classroom is. When Christian school teachers are standing in their classroom, and that's part of our classroom. We're literally training people where they're at.
Well, we are just thrilled with what you're doing. And friends, all of us need to study the Bible. And this is a great source for young preachers, older preachers, laymen, anyone who wants to know more about the great doctrines and great truth of the Bible. There's a wonderful place to at least consider prayerfully. Brother Gordon, what would you like to ask
Brother
our guest today?
Who are some of your professors and what do they teach at Veritas Bible College?
Sure. So we have a sort of an internal slogan that we want to bring proven leaders to you. So because we don't have a campus, I don't have to ask people to move to where I'm at to and leave everything they're doing or leave a current ministry. I'm actually able to ask somebody if they're willing to maybe take a term and teach for us while they're serving in their local church. Men like Dr. Kurt Skelly would teach for us things like a life of Christ. Dr. Brian Wagner, who's been a pastor, a youth pastor, a missionary, he would teach some of our systematic theology courses. Dr. Forster teaches classes for us such as dispensationalism, contemporary theology. One of the things I really appreciate about him is he's the founder of the college. He is the founder of Faith Baptist Church in Fredericksburg. Around 11 or 12 years old, he lost his vision, lost his sight with an accident. What I love to talk about when I'm telling his story is even though he lost his sight, he never lost his vision of how he could serve God faithfully.
Wow.
And so I appreciate the fact of his testimony and what he's doing. I teach in our program as well, classes like Romans and apologetics, just a slew of people that are currently standing in the trenches that are wanting to give back to the next generation. Those are the types of people we are inviting. And the same is true on our education side. Dr. Lisa Joyner grew up in a missionary home. Dr. John Halsey was her dad. And she has a passion for helping people to become equipped to stand in a classroom today. There's so many different needs, and even in the Christian classroom today, that we didn't face 20 years ago. She's just passionate about getting teachers equipped for it. And so we just bring even leaders right to the classroom.
How many graduates do you have from Veritas? And I know that some who will be listening to this will be very intrigued. Give us an idea, if you will, of the cost of how much it costs a student to attend the classes.
Sure. So because we don't have a campus, we don't have dorms, we don't have to pay electric bills, things like that, we're able to do our best to offer competitive pricing that makes theological training affordable and still be accredited. So we, in our undergraduate program, our prices start out at $369 a credit hour. A lot of our students will qualify for financial aid or even a scholarship. You know, if somebody's in ministry, we give them a discount for that. If churches are supporting us monthly, we give them a 50% discount to their staff. We just try to make it as if we don't want finances to be the reason why people can't stand equipped in the pulpits.
On top of that, your prices are fantastic, you know, and you get what you pay for. Anybody who thinks this is too much, you don't understand the quality that you're getting at Veritas. I mean, I can firsthand tell you of students that I know that they sing the praises of the academic scholarship and the thoroughness and the details from Veritas.
One of the things I really appreciate that we're able to do is have a heart to give back to ministry. We're not just a business. So on a separate website, we have about 50 of our classes uploaded for free to anybody who wants them. That's tmi.bbc.edu. The TMI stands for Truth Matters Institute. So right now in the Philippines, we have a college with about 500 students that are using our free resources to build out their curriculum.
Excellent.
So we're not getting a dime on it, but they're training people to go into that 1040 window that we can't get into. And we're just excited to partner that way. I just returned from a trip in Indonesia about a week and a half ago. And there was this Christian school there that is accredited by an organization here. And when they learned that they could get the continuing education units for free, it just sort of meant the world to them because their average teacher makes $5 to $10 a day. They're not going to be able to pay for an American education. So to be able to give back like that, to be able to help a pastor be able to say to a church member who wants to be a Sunday school teacher, why don't you go take this class on the life of Christ for free? Not everybody wants to write papers or get a degree, but many people still have a heart to keep learning and growing in their knowledge of the Word of God. So I'm glad we can do both.
So across the years,
that is astounding.
So across the years, do you have any idea of how many students you've trained and how many graduates you have out there serving?
So we have roughly 500 alumni. Because of the model we have, our students not always are finishing in 4 years in their undergrad, or
sure,
they maybe take a little bit longer with their graduate or postgraduate work. But right now we have about 400 active students that are in our programs.
Amen.
Just trying to move through degrees. And so as we move into the 41st and 42nd years, we're starting to see a multiplication of the number of alumni entering the harvest fields.
Excellent.
Well, you're listening now to Brother Mike Lester with Veritas Baptist College, and you have already just helped us understand so much more the burden and the work that you're doing. And so I'm astounded. That's the word that just keeps coming to my mind, at the quality, the thoroughness, the diligence. Brother Mike, we commend you for this. What would be a final statement you'd want to make to our listeners today?
You know, when I think about the magazine that you're working with, I know it wasn't something you jumped out of bed one morning excited to do. It was more of a burden God placed on you. I really think that what you're accomplishing there and what we're trying to accomplish here, we're accomplishing the same goals from two different perspectives. We both have a firm belief that America needs revival.
Amen.
Yes.
And America is not going to have revival based on just emotion. It's got to be coming from the Holy Spirit empowering people who know the Word of God. And the Word of God that brings life and it brings freedom. And so training people to be able to stand and preach with power accurately, this is a passion that we share because we believe that America's only hope rests in getting people back to the Scriptures. The other thing I love about what we share in common is neither one of us are asking people to leave their current place of employment to go make a difference. People can make a difference right where they live, whether it's voting in the next coming election, whether it's praying for wisdom in our country, or whether it's people that are being called into ministry and being able to stay right in their local church and train with their pastor who loves them, who's ministering to them, and to be able to stay planted in that church as they're getting their education. I just think these are great days to serve the Lord.
These are great days. And as you made your closing statement, you really hit on something that I think a number of pastors would truly highly appreciate about Veritas. You know, we're for all good Bible colleges that teach the Word of God. Yeah, yeah. And this is a great option. A man, 25 years old, married, got two children, got a job. He's in a wonderful local church. He answers the call to preach or any type of ministry. Oh, you should consider praying about and looking into Veritas Baptist College. And then these free classes that are available, at least take advantage of those. Wow, the free is one of my favorite price tags, you know.
Amen. Amen.
And I think that's so noble of you. And you can never outgive God. No wonder God is blessing your college so much. Amen. Because you're given so much in the work of the Lord. Well, thank you, Brother Mike. With all of our hearts, we say thank you. Brother Gordon.
Thank you.
For Evangelist Byron Fox and Brother Mike Lester, the president of Veritas Baptist College, I'm Gordon Dixon, and we thank you so much for listening to us today.